It's going to get hot in Vancouver this weekend, but temperatures will vary for each neighborhood. While the Vancouver weather forecast looks fairly stable throughout the weekend, there is some variation across the region. Areas along the water, for example, are a few degrees cooler than those inland, even if they aren't that far apart. On Friday, August 4, just before noon, VIA's Jericho Weatherhood Station shows it is 20°C near the water, while the Dunbar one sits some degrees higher at 26°C. According to VIA's Downtown Vancouver Weather Station, temperatures are expected to peak on Saturday, reaching 29°C, and drop to 21°C on Tuesday, with increasing chances of rain next week. Sunday is expected to see a high of 28°C, while Monday's forecast includes a high of 26°C following Tuesday's cool weather. Temperatures will climb back up to 23°C on Wednesday and 25°C on Thursday. Nighttime lows are expected to range between 17°C and 20°C. The Weatherhood weather forecast for downtown Vancouver over the long weekend, August 5 to 7, calls for a hot weekend before a dip in temperatures next week. Screenshot via Weatherhood. How to get weather forecasts for Vancouver neighborhoods. While Environment Canada's daily forecast provides estimated highs and lows for the Metro Vancouver region, the information comes from a weather station based at the airport. VIA's Weatherhood, on the other hand, gives you detailed information about neighborhoods across the region. This means that you can find out what to expect if you venture to other cities across the Lower Mainland and in some other parts of BC, such as Delta or New Westminster, as well as the specific temperatures in each area. In Vancouver, for example, there are 14 different Weatherhood stations, including ones at UBC, Jericho, Downtown Vancouver, Dunbar, Carisdale, Mount Pleasant, Kitsilano, Granville Island, Yale Town, Stanley Park, False Creek, Strathcona, and Hastings Sunrise. While you might not expect a great deal of variation between those different neighborhoods, a quick browse through the historical data reveals that some neighborhoods receive rain on days while others don't. Similarly, some areas may see temperatures significantly warmer or cooler than others. With files from Alana Shepherd.